This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Everyone loves a good movie. We all hear about the big showstoppers, the movies with big stars and flashy special effects. They may not be the best movies, however. For 30 years, the mission of the Kalamazoo Film Society has been to show first-run, world-class, independent, and foreign films that would otherwise not be offered locally. The Kalamazoo Film Society president, Michael Marchak, tells the story of its humble beginnings. What is the Kalamazoo Film Society? What do you do? Why do you exist?
Have to refer to a history lesson, so we'd have to go back to the 80s. And
yeah, this is your 30th year.
Yeah, this is our 30th anniversary. And in the early 80s, I think in 1981, we had an art film cinema here in town. It was in the Radisson downtown. There was about three theaters there. I mean, this is way back when.
Yeah.
And it lasted for about 6 years before it finally closed their doors. And when they closed their doors, people in town, the film buffs in town, decided they didn't want to let it go at that point.
Okay.
So we all met for a series of meetings at a library on Portage Road there, and everyone kind of pitched in, and we put together an organization that we called the Kalamazoo Film Society. So we were registered as a nonprofit then, and we were incorporated. We had a lot of free legal help. And next thing you know, we had to find a place to show our movies, you know, because we wanted to see films that were like the independents at the time and foreign films to continue to come into town.
I was going to ask you that. What do you offer that we don't get at the regular movie theater?
Well, pretty much every film we've shown. And that's part of our cachet, I think, you know, in what we offer. Mm-hmm. That normally that film would not have a chance to be seen on a commercial screen in town. And for years, that was the case. You know, now we've kind of, I can go into all this, but we had to reinvent ourselves, and now we're with commercial theaters, the first one being the Alamo, and the second one where we presently are now, the Celebration Cinema.
Okay.
But again, we're still bringing films to town that nobody else is touching in town. So
they don't see enough of a profit in it, or why?
Yes,
why don't they?
Yes, and that's usually always the case. They may be one of the best films of the year, but if they don't have the box office, they don't look at it. And that's always been a commercial decision on their behalf over the years. But what we provide, and this is where a lot of the independent or the smaller studios that are distributing the film appreciate film societies around the country.
Okay.
And what they do is they act as almost like promotion for that film. So they are really kind of eager to align themselves with film societies because they know that they can provide an audience for them.
Sure, okay? Yeah.
And so, yeah, we've heard things from, well, I'm sure everyone's familiar with like Fox Searchlight Studios. When we were with Alamo, they told the Alamo people they love us, you know, here in town because they would see every one of their films that they're distributing where they would love to see as part of a film society selection.
Do you do any of your own films, local films, or you just pick up from where, Sundance? And
yeah, what we do is pretty much bring in, but over the years, especially when we were at the Little Theater, we used to sponsor local filmmakers. And so we would give them the opportunity to show their film before an audience. So we
used to?
Well, yeah, because now it's a lot harder being at Celebration. Now, we could still do it in other venues. And we had, like, we sponsored a film just last month that we showed at the Jolliffe Theater at the Epic Center.
Okay.
Of a filmmaker in town. But it was a lot easier when we were at the Little Theater.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. From your viewpoint, when you're choosing those movies to show, what is it that you look for? What makes a movie, whether it's the long feature or the short film, what makes film powerful?
Well, there's a number of reasons for that, but there are films that distinguish themselves from others. Some that are made to be thoughtful, to be evocative, to be instructive. I think it's not just comic books. And those are the films we're interested in. Films about relationships, films about the little stories that don't necessarily get a lot of press. You know, now some all of a sudden could take off. There have been examples in the past where a film probably was always meant to be a little film, and for some reason it just became a popular touch point, and then all of a sudden those type of audiences grow and grow from weekend to weekend.
Okay.
And so it's kind of like maybe it could be cult, maybe it could be word of mouth.
Yeah.
The initial films, and these are the big commercial ones now, and presently today it's pretty much the comic book films. They burn bright early, and then they kind of trickle out. But then they also have international receipts, too, where the small films don't. So, yes, your question was, where do I find them? I look at festivals. I read so many reviews. Probably have been at Rotten Tomatoes since they were in existence.
Okay.
You know, so then what we can do is find out what the critical estimation is at that point. And then if it falls into our wheelhouse, too, I mean, there's certain directors that we used to love, so we always brought their films every time their new one came out. But again, it's the films that normally wouldn't find a screen here in town.
And I'm wondering, over those 30 years, you've talked about your own favorite film. Is there any that are most memorable to you, or maybe a memorable event that really drew an audience? Or when you think of 30 years, what do you think of?
Well, there's been some moments that I'll never forget. One moment was when we had a Nobel Peace Prize winner in town to speak to Peace Jam. And at that same weekend, and it was probably coincidence. Well, anyhow, the Nobel Peace Prize winner was an attorney in Iran. Her name is Shirin Ebadi. And she was in talking to Peace Jam. Now, that same weekend, we were showing an animated film called Persepolis. Persepolis was about a young woman growing up in Iran under the Shah, and then after the revolution in 79, was forced to live a different lifestyle. Eventually, she and her family escaped to Paris, and they were able to live their years there. And she wrote a graphic novel called Persepolis about life first under the Shah and then under the revolution. A terrific film. It was probably about 08, I want to say, or 09. And she had never seen it because it was never allowed to be shown in Iran. So we were showing it that night. And after her speech, she came over to watch the film. And so she was seeing a film about life in Iran for the first time at the little theater here in Kalamazoo.
Wow.
And so she got up and through an interpreter addressed the audience and then sat through the whole film.
That would be memorable.
Yeah, that was memorable.
So how does one become a member of Kalamazoo Film Society, and why would they want to?
You get a special reduced rate to see one of our films. So if you're under 60, and let's say it's a weekend show after 6, I think they charge $11.50 for their regular admission. With the Kalamazoo Film Society membership card, you'll get in for $7 for our films. But it has to be our films.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Michael Marchak, the president of the Kalamazoo Film Society. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.